Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, host every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. and on here on 101.1, the Oldies Channel. And it's, you know, for a lot of people that have tuned in, and thanks to guys that I see around town that listen to the show. We are a resource magazine. We are a resource radio show. Our webinars are all resourceful information for families of dealing with your parent and your loved ones. And it's really important. I would suggest pass it on to your friends and neighbors. Almost every day I talk to somebody that's dealing with their parent. I'm sure you are if you listen to this show. You're dealing with your own parent, neighbor, cousin, somebody from church. So please pass on this information. And the More Magazine, our website, as you know, is generations808.com. And let them know about our Sunday morning radio shows here on 101.1. And as you guys know, all of them are podcasts on our website, generations808.com. So it's usually up by Monday, the following after Sunday. And so you can go over there and just search it. And we're very happy to provide all this information out there. And so our guest today is Navien Hawaii, a great resource in the community for hospice. And today we have Sarah Wiley, their Director of Marketing and Development, and Debbie Lee, their Business Manager. So ladies, welcome, and thanks for calling into the show today.
Hi.
Hi, Percy.
Okay, so I want to get mixed up with your voices. I'm sure our listeners will too. So just once in a while, mention who this is. So Sarah, you are a Director of Marketing and Development, and can you kind of explain what you do for Navien Hawaii?
Right. So I oversee the branding and the messaging out there and outreach, as well as fundraising and development. So the donor relationship.
Yeah, that's very important. I have to tell you, you guys do great work at the community, whether it's radio or interviews or TV ads or commercials. Your race that you guys do every year, you guys great work, and you branded yourself very, very well out there. So congratulations on that,
and thank you.
Was it two years ago, Debbie Lee, that you honored Generations Magazine, myself and Generations Magazine, for that award?
Yes, it was 2 years ago. Oh, yes.
Okay, that was a community award, right? Is that correct?
Yes, I believe you were the community supporter of the year.
Yeah, well, we definitely support you folks. And so, Debbie, give our listeners out there, again, get a better idea of what you do for Navien Hawaii.
So I am the business manager with Navien Hawaii. So formerly, I actually was in marketing when we when we honored you at the Nohoa Malama event. But now I do more kind of behind the scenes, more operational side of the organization. So quite different from marketing.
And you guys, I was surprised how big you guys are. And how, give our audience a bit idea of how big you folks are, because I mean, in terms of what, how many social workers, or I believe you have a medical person as well.
Yeah. So actually a majority of our staff are actually, they're out in the field. We have a total of about 120 staff,
wow,
which most are, nurses, social workers, chaplains, like they're out in the field visiting patients, and then the rest of us are at the office, admin staff.
Yeah, so I wanted to get that to our listeners, because a lot of people don't know what a hospice agency does, and you guys do obviously, we'll talk about it, you guys do a lot more than just hospice services, but I want to give people an idea, because obviously we only go through this a few times in our life, at least once for that's for sure, for someone that of our loved one. But they don't really. A lot of people don't even know what the services that people provide in the hospice industry. But so, can you give us an idea of what Navien Hawaii does in our community?
Okay, so our mission is to bring hope, reduce fears, and impact lives. We are here to serve the community and whomever is in need of our care and service. We provide integrated care for those with serious but treatable illnesses, and hospice care for those who no longer receive curative care. hospice is a team approach to support and care for someone in the last phases of life. The focus is for them to live as fully and comfortably as possible near their journey's end.
And you guys, for those listeners out there, you may know them as Hospice Hawaii, but you recently changed your name. And so can you give us a little idea what inspired you to change the name?
Yeah. Navient Hawaii was originally created by a group of visionaries, and that was in 1979 as Hospice Hawaii. As a longtime hospice provider, the hospice name served us well, but with the addition of integrative care, a new name was needed to better reflect our expanded scope of care. So the words are navigator and guardian. It's a Navian is a modern take on the critical roles that our staff performs. As navigators, we provide clarity and guidance through times of uncertainty. And as guardians, we care for people and protect their wishes.
Yeah, and I actually had, back in the day, I had Ken Zeri, your former CEO over there, on our radio show in the past, and got a taste of what kind of hospice was. This must have been about 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, I had not much experience at all in hospice and the services and the palliative care services. And so it kind of opened my eyes a little bit more. So for a lot of families, especially I'm 61 now and I do see family dealing with more end-of-life issues and, of course, calling in hospice, including in my own family. And so it's kind of important for our audience, to, and especially for the kids of seniors, to kind of understand what hospice is, what it's not. But also why it's important actually to have integrated care. So when I first saw this come out, you know, I thought, you know, kudos to you guys, because it is very important to integrate all the care along with hospice, because a lot of people don't know that you can go on hospice. And I've had clients of mine go on hospice, and then 6 months to 8 months later on, they moved back home and they got better. And then
and
you can go off hospice. And then when eventually my client's mother passed away, then they called hospice back in. So a lot of people mm-hmm. weren't aware of that. So it's a great service. So can you explain to our audience some basics of the difference between hospice care and integrated care?
Sure. So hospice care is providing palliative care and support to enhance the comfort and promote the quality of life for individuals with life-limiting conditions. And our goal for hospice care is to keep the patient as comfortable and pain-free as possible, while we work closely with the patient and their family and the physician to help them live as fully as possible.
Can I stop you right there? Yeah. Can you explain, you know, in some basic, more layman terms, when I heard the word palliative care, I kind of knew that what it was, but I didn't know really the whole breadth of palliative care. It's really just, is it just pain management?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, I know you have medical staff as well, right, to help assist with that care in terms of the pain management? Okay, good. Okay. I just want to know, people understand, because when I'm out in the field quite a bit, and I talk around town quite a bit, they ask certain questions. So I want to make sure they understand just the basics of it, just so they know. So that's hospice care. And now what is integrated care?
So integrated care is a program that offers an extra layer of support to seriously ill patients. So this program was designed to help patients navigate through the complex healthcare system and provide planning, resources, and education. So our goal for integrated care is to keep the patients out of the emergency rooms and hospitals while they continue to receive curative treatments.
So in terms of the care, is that because a lot of people are not aware that hospice care, for the most part, is covered by Medicare. Is that correct?
Hospice is actually covered by most private health providers, Medicare and Medicaid.
But yeah, so yes. The service, but what about the integrated care side?
So integrated care is actually covered by Medicare Part B. However, we are a nonprofit. So if the individual has another insurance, we have a special program that they may qualify for. So it's on an individual basis.
Okay, so it's not, so it's covered by insurance most of the time then, or all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. So, And a lot of people don't realize, or maybe don't think about that, but hospice care is not only for seniors, yeah? It's for people that are younger as well, even kids as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. So we are actually the only hospice in the state with a dedicated pediatric program. So a lot of people think that hospice is just for the elderly. It's definitely not. We do have kids that are on service as well.
Now, I understand, and this is not part of the question, but I understand, do you guys have your own facility or home where people can go for 24/7 care?
Yes. So that is our Navient Hawaii Kailua home. That is And it's in the Kailua area. It's a five-patient facility. It's 24-hour care. We have nurses on staff around the clock.
So for a lot of families, sometimes, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if anybody, most people want to eventually pass on in their home, but sometimes they may want to access your Navient home in there in Kailua. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. But with COVID, it's been a little difficult. We normally have families come and they visit, and it's really homey. But now with COVID, we've had to add on an extra step to kind of get into the Kailua home.
Are you able to explain some of the pandemic or COVID guidelines or process that you guys have at Navient Hawaii?
As far as Kailua home goes, or just
in general.
It's affected our volunteer program, obviously.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So, during COVID, we obviously had to implement strict health and safety protocols according to the CDC and DOH, which include pre-screenings prior to each encounter to keep both the volunteer and the patient safe. So during the pandemic, our volunteers were only visiting patients and families who had been assessed as COVID-free. So there's a lot of like pre-screening that is happening.
And go ahead.
So a lot of our volunteers took a break during the pandemic. However, there was still a core group that continued to serve the patients and their families. But it was more based on request and preference. So obviously, we saw the request go down because people just maybe were less comfortable.
Sure. I mean, everybody was scared. But I just saw actually a study report this morning in a newspaper that said because a majority of seniors over the age of 75 had gotten vaccinated, the amount of deaths for seniors over 75 has dropped 50% in the country. So that's kind of good, I guess. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, it is on an upward swing where we're seeing more requests for our volunteer services now.
Yeah, it's so important. We want to talk about education and volunteers in the second half of the show. But so I'm glad to hear that your services are covered by pretty much almost all health insurance in the state. But you know, one of the things I've got, you know, I work in the reverse mortgage industry for 19 years. I've counseled families. I trained people. I trained a bank just a couple of days ago, bank employees, and I get questions all the time about what it is, who to call, or they call certain people. They had questions. I've had personal friends of mine eventually call me, and I know you've taken care of a few of my friends. But are people afraid to call hospice? Or is that correct? I mean, I think people don't want to talk about death and dying, but do you guys experience that at all?
We definitely do. So actually, a lot of people are afraid of that word hospice. We used to participate in senior expos, and like you have those that really love hospice, so the work that we do, and you have some that just shy away from that word.
You can't really blame them, but the reality is we're all going to pass at some point. You know, even though some of the baby boomers go, oh, no, I'm going to be around a long time. Don't worry about that. You know, but it is something I think. And I found through studies that, and I don't know if this is Hawaii specific, but I believe it is. But we don't like to call a hospice. We're actually on a lower third of in the United States that utilize hospice the least in Hawaii. And it's unfortunate. And I don't know if it's a cultural thing. And I don't know if you can speak about that, but you know, a lot of people think it's a cultural thing, it's a family thing. I don't know. I can't put my finger on that.
So there's some misconceptions about hospice that are out there. Like when you accept hospice care, does it mean that you are giving up on your loved one? Accepting the care means that, you know, you want your loved one to live the remainder of his or her lifetime to the fullest, in comfort and free from pain. Hospice is not a death sentence, which people might think it is. Many of our patients actually continue to live very productive and rewarding lives. So upon entering hospice, many of our patients find relief from pain and anxiety that they have been experiencing, which allows them to gain energy, clarity, and live a higher quality of life. And like what you've mentioned earlier, we have had patients graduate out of hospice care, and they go back to living their normal lives.
Yeah, you said use the word graduate. When I first heard that several years ago, my Actually, my client is interesting. They go, yeah, my mom graduated from hospice. I said, what do you mean? I thought she was in nursing care. He goes, no. You know, she wanted to pass on at home, so they actually moved her back home, and she got better. I said, how did that happen? He goes, she didn't like the food at the facility, so she moved back home, and she loved my cooking, loved my, you know, my clam chowder, my miso soup that I made for her, and her daughter was going on and on. She got better, and so she actually lived about another year and a half, 2 years. Like, wow, that's amazing. I don't think that people think about that. You know, whether they change their diet or they're closer to their family or they didn't like that bed they're at or the facility was cold and sterile. I mean, it's a mindset when people get. And so, people don't want to think about that, but you have to do that. And I've seen studies where, you know, about 10 years ago at a study. I hope it's not true to this day, but Hawaii was number two in a country of people dying in the ER, which is not good. You always want to die at home or pass on. And so it's really important what you folks do. Any other misconceptions, Sarah or Debbie?
So people think that hospice is just for cancer patients. It is not. So more than half of our patients are diagnosed with other conditions, such as heart failure, dementia, or chronic lung disease. So our team is there to help regardless of the diagnosis.
And so when you say a team, can you tell us a little bit different parts of your team? So you have a medical staff, a doctor. Do you have people that administer the medicines?
Yes. Sure. So each patient and family has a care team. That's a physician or a nurse practitioner, a nurse case manager, a social worker, hospice aide, chaplain, bereavement counselor, after-hours nurse, and then volunteers that they would provide personal care, respite, and a lot of times complementary therapies like art therapy, which we can talk about more later when we talk about volunteers, but... That is a team that surrounds every hospice patient.
So you said you have a pastor or a priest involved, so you have different denominations?
The non-denomination.
Okay.
So it's more spiritual spiritual support.
Yeah, I mean, I've had, in the past, I had a lady from the mainland that was here teaching a class from the Jewish faith, talking about their thoughts on end of life. And that was very interesting. It's pretty similar, but it was just certain specific things regarding Jewish faith. But that was kind of interesting. And it was now with the medical aid and dying, that's a whole nother realm that, you know, is people don't talk about. But so in terms of the staff, so do they come into the home? Right now, how do they do that? Are they allowed to come into the home? Are they all vaccinated?
So most of our patients are serviced out of their own homes. So our staff do go to their homes. However, if they're at nursing facilities or nursing homes, I don't know how it is now, but they did require staff members to get COVID tested before going in just to make sure that, you know, our team is clear to go.
Yeah, I think some of them are opening up a little bit more. And a lot of the facilities, most of the workers have been vaccinated. So that's been a very good thing. I get my second shot tomorrow, so that's a good thing. So I heard a second shot, sometimes you get more affected, but hopefully I do not. but we'll see, because I'm golfing that afternoon, so I hope it doesn't bother my arm. But no, I'm serious. I've heard so many people complain about the second shot, and I don't know if it's a Pfizer or the Moderna shot. I don't know, but I just... I'm not concerned, but I'm not worried, but it does. It's in the back of my mind that.
Yeah.
Have you folks both taken your shots yet? Are you old enough? No, huh?
I have. I did take my shot, and surprisingly, I was expecting a reaction on my second shot, but I didn't have anything, so I don't know.
Oh.
I have not taken
it. Oh, you guys are young, so don't worry about that. But I think they're going to open up to everybody. Well, I think they're opening up now, right? 16 plus?
G3, they just opened this week.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, it's something I think hopefully everybody understands. It's, you know, just like getting a flu shot. It's not required, but I would highly recommend it. We all need to stay healthy, and it's something that not only protects you yourself, but your family, your friends, your coworkers, people that you deal with on a daily basis. So it's kind of important. So in terms of going forward, do you guys see Are you guys planning anything once this pandemic kind of calms down at all? Have you guys thought about, well, will things be go back to normal services after this, you think?
I think for everyone's business, there is going to be some kind of permanent changes, but I wouldn't say that they're negative. Like,
yeah,
with the telehealth type of visits, and it's actually just expanded the ways that we can reach out and connect with patients and families.
Well, that's
it's
good.
Really a preference thing as well. You know, we
it is.
Yeah.
So
our whole care is surrounded around providing individualized patient-centered care. So every patient is different. And their needs are different, and we're really devoted to delivering the care and support based on the patient and their family's individual needs. So, like, just like right now, there's patients that are with our volunteers are less open to in-person visits. So, you know, we accommodate with phone calls, reach outs, or video.
Yeah. So, anyway, if you just tuned in to us, this is Generation Radio. I'm Percy E.R., your host. I'm here with Sarah Wiley and Debbie Lee from Navient Hawaii. Ladies, can you give us your phone number, your website, any email, or you guys do Instagram or Facebook? How do people get a hold of you?
Our website is probably it has everything on there. So that's navienthawaii.com.
Oh,
.org. I'm so sorry.
NavienHawaii.org. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I know people have asked me, so when people decide to use hospice service, can they use anybody they want? Or, like, I know some hospitals have relationships with certain specific hospice agencies, but they can anybody utilize any hospice services?
Yes, so it's totally up to the patient and their family. At the hospitals, they're provided brochures from all the hospices on the island. And it's up to them to, I guess, choose whatever hospice they want to go with.
Yeah, and I highly recommend you at least interview two companies.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to understand the services, fully get a good idea about the services available, because one of the things I've found through just in the last 10 years dealing with family members, friends, clients, who eventually have passed on, when they went through hospice, a lot of them did not know that there's grievance counseling. And that's something important, because what I do, I always follow up down the road with a client. And I had two clients pass away last month. And I always try to follow up in a month or two down the road, or even a year down the road, some even 3 years down the road, how they're doing. And some are still grieving. And I understand everybody grieves differently. There's no time frame on that. But can you explain a little bit about how that process works for Navient Hawaii?
Sure. So once a patient passes, we do offer bereavement for their families up to 13 months after the death of the patient. We do also offer grief support groups. So this is not only for Navient Hawaii families. This is actually open to the community. We have monthly grief support groups.
Oh, you do? How do people find out about that? Is it on your website?
Yes, it's on our website. Because of COVID, I believe they are still meeting virtually,
sure.
But hopefully once everything's settled, they will return to in-person meetings.
And so people just sign up on our website and attend the meeting?
Actually, I think there is an email on the website that they can look at.
That's fine. Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, like I said, there's no school you can go to learn about hospice. There's no place that you can go to... unless you call companies to do the research. I mean, there's no class on learning about it. Plus, you know, nobody likes to think about those kind of things. But it's kind of important. Us as professionals in the field out there, we have to be a little bit knowledgeable. Myself as a certified senior advisor, I also hold a designation of CLTC. I'm certified to do long-term care planning. And, you know, being in a reverse mortgage business, a lot of people come to me for different services. In fact, I do have to publicly acknowledge my license number is 582-944, just for licensing purposes. I'm with Reverse Mortgage Funding. So anyway, we're going to take a short break, ladies. Hang on there, because I know you're calling in. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. We have an interesting topic today of hospice and Navient Hawaii. And ladies, here we're talking about the services provided by them. But I did want to mention, like I said, these radio shows are podcasts and they're put on our website by Monday. And look, go to generations808.com and look, scroll on the radio webinars. As you know, our webinars are the third Wednesday of every month. And it's a big page. We call them brown bag lunch webinars. And so in May, we have managing your inflammatory health. June, we have exercises for stress management. And July 21st is caregiver challenges and best practices. And that's going to be really good. So actually, ladies, you may want to sign up for a webinar to do a webinar for us. We're growing the webinars. It's open to the public. You don't have to RSVP. Go to our website, generations808.com. If not, you can call Rick Tabor, our community development director. You can give him a call. His number, by the way, is 285-5936. You can also email him at rick@generations808.com. for our webinars. Sign up for that, and he'll send you every month in a magazine on the ninth page 9, is a whole list of our next 4 months of webinars. So check that out. And of course, our Facebook page, you can just search Generations Magazine. You'll find us there. We post 3 to 4 times a week promoting all the different events and shows. And actually, this month, it's amazing how many people know this lady, Carolee Nishi, on our Generations Magazine cover for this April, May. It's amazing how many people. I was at the bank the other day training a bunch of people, and this lady goes, "Oh, she's my customer in Hawaii Kai." I said, "Wow, I've known her for many years." She's a wonderful lady, has been doing technology and teaching hula for, I don't know, 30, 40 years. But everybody I've talked to is like amazing. When I first heard about her about 5 years ago, I said, "Well, okay, well, keep it in my pocket. We'll use it down the road." And all of a sudden, people started asking about her, when are you going to do the story? So here she is. So thanks, Carolee, and thanks to your daughter, Robin. Great support there. And actually, Robin's in the what we call the hero shot on the first beginning part of the cover story. So thanks to Robin and Carolee. So anyway, we're here with Navient Hawaii, Sarah Wiley and Debbie Lee. Ladies, thanks for joining us and calling in. So you're a nonprofit. I'm sure you have to do a lot of outreach. You have to do a fundraising and education. But I wanted to know more about your education and what you guys do in terms of outreach out there.
Sure. So pre-COVID, we actually used to do many in-person speaking engagements and senior expos. So if you've been to those, I'm sure you've seen us at those. And we also do community outreach presentations to businesses and senior community centers as well.
So when you say now you're doing virtual, are those, how do people find out about those? They just go to your website?
So if they would like speaking engagements, they can reach out to us on our website, or they can email
marketing@navienhawaii.org.
And so with regard to the virtual sessions, are they on a regular basis, or they just sign up for them? How does that work?
So we actually launched our new Community Connect educational series. So this is a monthly webinar that we offer. It's through Zoom, and we address a variety of topics ranging from care planning, self-care, to specialized care. So we've had topics like caregiving during COVID-19 and Medicare 101 and estate planning in the past.
And so are they on a regular basis, certain days, certain times?
It's usually at 10 a.m. Every month, normally on a Thursday.
Okay. First Thursday, last Thursday, which Thursday?
There's no specific Thursday.
Okay. So guys, just go to NavianHawaii.org and check it out. The reason why I say that, it's very important for our community out there to really educate themselves. And hopefully you're proactive and don't wait till the last week before your dad passes to call hospice, because that's something I've seen quite a bit.
Yes. So these webinars are actually free too, so it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, it's an interesting statistic. In March 1st of 2020, Zoom had about 10 million customers in the world. March 1st, 2020. Do you guys know how many customers they had March 30th, 2020, in 1 month?
No, but I'm curious to know that.
It's 300 million.
Yeah.
10 wow. million to 300 million.
I know.
It's amazing. But then again, I saw an article just the other day. As a publisher, I get a lot of stuff sent to me every day. I was reading about Netflix. Mm-hmm. Netflix missed their projection because people are going back to work. And so the people are declining or canceling their membership because they can't watch TV all day long. it's so funny. I watch Netflix. I got shingles. I don't know if you guys don't know what shingles are. You guys are kind of young, but I got shingles about 2017 or 2018, and I was out for 10 days. So if you have shingles, it's really painful, itching. Pain in your, mm-hmm. Hopefully not in your eyes, but I had it on my chest area, on my side. I actually swam that morning, and I took off my shirt. I was fine. When I came home in the afternoon, I was ready to go out, change my shirt, and go, what is that on my chest? Like rash. I said, what is that?
First time you got shingles?
I'm sorry?
First time you got shingles?
I hope it's the last time.
Oh.
It's very painful. So I called my nurse practitioner in the magazine, Steven Ito, House Call Medical, and I go, Steven, I took a picture of it. Technology. I took a picture of it, texted to him. He goes, Percy, that's shingles. I'm going to call it into the CVS. Which one you want to go to? I said, okay, I'm going to go down by the Blaisdell. Went there, picked it up, came back, and took the medicine. But I was lying on the ground for literally 9 days.
Oh, my goodness. No.
I got up for eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and lied back down with a pack of ice. I almost watched everything on Netflix. I'm just telling a story. But it's stress related. In fact, I didn't know insurance doesn't cover it till you're 60. And I was 57 at the time, 58. Oh. But then, you talk to your friends. I knew about 10 people under the age of 50 that got shingles. It's all stress related. Everybody, in fact, somebody in your office that I know, that you know who she is, got shingles at a younger age too. I was shocked how many people under 50 got shingles. But anyway, not to go off topic, but I don't know how we got there regarding Netflix. But yeah, so the outreach, guys, outreach for our listeners out is so important. I know you've done a lot of different topics. So actually, ladies, if you have that, send it to us. We'll post it on our website or in our calendar. You can post stuff on our calendar, by the way. And then also, reach out to Rick Tabor. And then also we can put it on our Facebook page. We can help you share that. So we're just trying to get everybody. That's what being a partner with us. We need everybody to help each other out there because it's so important. Our June July cover story is with you may be too young to know who he is. The legendary UH football coach back in the 60s and 70s, Coach Larry Price, and he coached a lot of All-Americans and a lot of people, and one of them was Mayor Rick Blangiardi. So we actually had about 7-8 former players. We did a photo shoot at Aloha Stadium. And so Mayor Blangiardi, I kind of migrated talking to him, and he goes, we're featuring Coach Larry on the cover. And he goes, yeah, I know the magazine. You guys do good work out there. So, yeah, we supported your city and county parks and recs, all your events, the mayor's craft fair, the Valentine's ball. And he goes, Percy, I'm aware of the senior programs here in Hawaii. And let me just give you a little fact here. When they started the vaccinations for 75 plus, the reason why they drilled down to 75 plus is that he said, there are 117,000 people over the age of 75 on Oahu only. Isn't that an amazing fact? I kind of knew that was a number, but that's 117,000 people only on Oahu. I said, wow, that's a lot of seniors. I mean, mm-hmm. people call me a senior. I'm 61, but I said, no, not don't call me uncle yet. But, no, but here's a fact. There are more people over the age of 60 than under the age of 18 in this state. It's actually probably, that's a national statistic. It's probably a little bit more. Because we live longer in Hawaii than any other state. I think our life expectancy is about 83, but I think by 2030, it'll probably be 85. And that's a statistic that I've been seeing for quite a bit. But in terms of outreach, tell us more about your is it called Community Connect Educational? Is that what it's called? Community Connect Educational Series? Okay.
It is.
And so you said you're coming up in the next few months during Medicare?
So we actually did Medicare. Our next webinar is next week, Tuesday, and that is on preventing caregiver burnout. So I have the Caregiver Foundation present about that.
Oh, Gary Powell. Great.
He's very
knowledgeable. I've known him over 10 years, and he's done great work out there.
So
people have to register and go to your email, marketing@navianhawaii.org?
So they can actually register on our website, navianhawaii.org, and click on the education tab.
Okay. You got to invite us on there one day. We can provide all this information to all our listeners and viewers out there.
We will.
And guys, don't forget, if you have an organization, like I get invited to do different workshops, obviously virtual, except for this week I did a in-person one at one of the banks. But yeah, if you have a church group, a lot of church groups, by the way, support seniors. My church, Holland Christian, has an 80-plus club. But a lot of churches, retirement facilities, actually retirement clubs like HSTAR, retired teachers, have a group there. You might reach out to them. But it's kind of important. So yeah, reach out to the ladies here, either Sarah, or probably going to be you, Sarah, right? Sarah? Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. we're actively looking for opportunities to reach the community. So presentations and speaking engagements.
Yeah. So who would normally do you do the presentation, Sarah, or do you bring in any of your professionals or staff?
It's actually our marketing staff usually does like the general presentation, and that's more educating people on what hospice is, what we do, how it can help. So it's kind of more general. Sometimes there's organizations that want more specific information or specific topics, and in that case, we would have to make arrangements. Like we might make arrangements with else, like a clinical person, or kind of just depending on what they're looking for.
Sure. So one of the other big parts that I found out about is volunteering, and I would love to volunteer for you folks, but I'm kind of busy and. After my son is only in a sophomore in high school, so it's going to be at least two more years before I can get out, do more things. I mean, I will down the road. But explain to me what kind of volunteer opportunities that Navian Hawaii has.
So, like I think I mentioned before, volunteers are a part of actually the care team that each patient and family gets. So volunteers are providing things like personal care, respite for family members. So like when family members need some just time to themselves, then someone might come in and just stay with the patient. Like housekeeping, also complementary therapy, so art therapy, aromatherapy, pet therapy, music therapy, hand casting, those types of things. So these are all complementary therapies that are available to our patients, and they're provided by volunteers.
And so with COVID, they can't come in as much then unless it's requested?
Yeah. Well, actually, so during the height of COVID, we obviously saw the request. So these are all upon request. So if there's a patient that, you know, wants massage, then we would reach out to the volunteer, the volunteers, and schedule someone who's able to do that. In COVID, we saw a decline in the request for it.
Wow, you have massage therapy too? Wow, I'd love that.
Yeah. Well,
I need to ask though. Okay. And what about music therapy? Because I know music is big. Especially for clients that have dementia.
We have a music therapy as well. Pet therapy, and actually pet therapy, we're looking for a pet therapy volunteer because we need to have a certain certification. So we currently don't have a pet therapy volunteer, but we are actively looking.
So you need a volunteer and their pet then?
Yes. They're certified. They're certified pet, yeah.
And what does that mean? With my dog, Blue, he's a pretty good dog. You know, he doesn't bite. Well, he only bites me once in a while when I don't give him his ball. But I mean, so you have to get certified. Like, I mean, seriously, my dog is really, really sweet. That's why I got him. He looks kind of ugly because he's got a big scar. I wouldn't say ugly. He's got a big scar across his nose. You know, he was a rescue dog. So, and he has nightmares every probably 8 hours. He shakes in his bed, but he has blue eyes. He has blue eyes. That's why he's called blue. But he's such a sweet dog.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a poi dog. My first dog Hoku was from the Humane Society, and then he passed away after 12 years, and then my wife wasn't ready for another dog, but I wanted a dog. So like 2 months later, we went back to the pound, and they said, "Oh, look at this really nice, cute little dog." My son wanted a nice little cute white dog. I was like, "Okay, all right, but what about this dog over here?" So I asked the guy over there, "Which dog do you think is better, the cute little white dog, or the kind of dog that nobody wants, but he's really sweet?" He goes, "Take the sweet dog, which is blue."
Yeah.
Our dog now. But yeah, he's about 40 pounds. He's stronger than he's probably stronger than people think. I mean, but I would like to have him to be a dog. My wife would probably like to do as well. My wife's very good with seniors. So pet therapy.
Yep.
Massage therapy. What is that? Hand therapy?
Hand casting.
What's that?
So it's when you you do a clay form of like maybe your hand and the patient's hand.
Hand casting.
Yeah.
Oh no, I want you to massage my hand.
There's massage as well, yeah.
Oh,
we provide there's a volunteer that does notary service, so this person actually drives all around the island providing notary
service. Wow, you should give her. You should refer to me. I'll do a story on that, but that's kind of important. I'm sure that's why you folks have that. Yeah, you should email her and CC me and say, hey, you know, we'll do a story on them. Hand casting, that's interesting. Can I ask why hand casting?
It's like memorabilia. So it would be become like a clay figure or a ceramic figure of like hands holding hands.
Okay. No, the reason why I say that, when you're born, I think I have a cast of my son's foot. And then when my first dog Hoku passed away, I believe they did a cast of his paw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Like a paw print, right?
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of cute. It's kind of sad, but you know, losing a dog is very difficult. By the way, do they do any kind of hospice for dogs? That's really important, you know, because when my dog passed away, it was very traumatic for myself and my wife.
Yeah. Not that I'm aware of, but like we said, our service, there's support groups.
No, seriously, don't laugh. I mean, that could be a big business for you guys. I mean, look, the explosion of pet supply companies. It's amazing how many.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in Hawaii, and I think Hawaii, it's a statistic for animals, is like almost 50% per household have an animal of some sort. I mean, it's huge. And losing it, especially when you don't have any kids, you lose an animal or especially a dog, boy, it's very traumatic. I mean, I was just watching.
Hotels, right? Hotels have pet-friendly hotels.
I was surprised how many hotels have allowed dogs now. I was shocked to see that. My wife's in hotel business. He goes, man, they allow dogs now? But I was watching a reality show, about people getting married at first sight. And, they get married at the altar. And now, like, they're about a week out, make the decision whether they can stay married or not. And one girl says, I have these three dogs. They're sleeping in bed with me. And the guy goes, what? That's how important these dogs were. It's a husband or three dogs. I don't know who she's going to pick. But, I mean, they're very close to dog. But, yeah, it's very traumatic. So I'm kind of curious to see why there isn't anybody out. Or maybe there is somebody out there that does dog therapy for hospice. But it's interesting.
Maybe.
I think it's really important. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna guess that people that volunteer for you have some kind of connection to Navi in Hawaii or they have experience.
Well, they're very different stories. You know, a lot of them are a loved one was under our service and they were just very moved by the experience. Some of them are actually they heard about. A close friend of theirs having someone close to them be on service. And, you know, there's just some that they do it because it's very fulfilling. So the relationship and seeing the what it does to for the patient
is very fulfilling to them.
Sure, I can imagine. So how do people get involved with volunteering? Do they just call you up or to go to your website? What's required of a volunteer?
Yeah, so there is a link on our website if you wanted to contact our volunteer department that way. You can also call 924-9255. There is a volunteer onboarding process. It includes personal interviews, background screening, comprehensive training, and an orientation program. So we really appreciate our volunteers because it is, there's a lot of requirements and it's very time consuming to be a volunteer. So it's really somebody who's very passionate about what we do and helping people are in our service.
You know, people don't realize how much you guys go through and how much you guys provide comfort for the family. And I love, Debbie, you had some commercials that you showed back in, I think it was 18, of families. Mm-hmm. Great, great commercials. I mean, so touching. And when I have clients pass on or family members pass on, I still remember your commercials to this day because you're such a rewarding field. I want to finish up with fundraising. How can we support Navient Hawaii?
Right. So we are a nonprofit organization, so we do rely heavily from the support of our community. There's one event I want to touch on now because it's going to start tomorrow. So we have a big event. It's called Hot Pursuit. If you're not familiar with it, it really takes place in Kaka'ako, and there's people. It's like an amazing race style competition with people running through the streets and completing tasks, and it's about 400 participants. Last year, it took on a virtual presence. We converted to virtual, and this year we do so again. But this year, it starts tomorrow, and participants actually have a week to complete these challenges. And there's a new app, so they do it on their app. So they're completing these challenges and advancing and completing the next one. And even though it's virtual, we're still making it fun and engaging in the spirit of what the in-person event was. Mm-hmm. So it goes from April 24th through the 30th. So they can still participate once it starts.
And what about, you know, Debbie, are you still doing the community awards later on this year?
I am not. That's actually the marketing department. We have we have our marketing coordinator that actually does that for this year. So Sarah has some updates for this year's Nahoa Malama.
Yeah, so that event is called Nahoa Malama. It's our principal fundraising gala.
Right.
And it will take place in November, which is when it always takes place. Last year,
right, it
was virtual. But we are planning an in-person event this year.
Oh, great.
At Alohilani Ballroom. Yeah, so we're actually working on our sponsorship packages now so that we can get that out and ask for support in that way. So it's in person and it's just on a smaller scale. So, you know, in accordance to what Alohilani's guidelines are, that's kind of what we're planning.
That's true. We do an aging in place workshop every year. We had about 3,000 people in 2019. Last year, obviously, we didn't have one. So this year's aging in place is scheduled for October 2nd. Same thing.
Oh.
It's at the Ala Moana Hotel. So we have to abide by their rules. And I talked to the mayor early in the week, like I said, and hopefully, open up more with, herd immunity. Is that the term where most of the people have been vaccinated?
Yeah.
I think 70% vaccinated by the end of the summer. So hopefully we can do that. Yeah, send me some information on that, by the way. And then also, maybe we'll do a story. Like I said, we want to do a story on you guys probably for our August, September issue.
Great.
We'll help you promote that.
Yeah, I plan on participating in place.
Yeah, that's what Leilani was telling me. So... how do people donate? Do they just write your check? Do they put you in a will or a trust? Do they do in kind services? What are different ways people donate?
All of the above. So they can make donations. People write us into their will and bequest.
I think that's important. I really do.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of. In fact, I was swimming with an attorney this morning at the Y, and another estate planner guy goes, "Yeah, that's really important. We do see that growing." Especially with the younger attorneys, because I think it's so important to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys do, I mean, you guys touch people's lives in an amazing way. I mean, and so I hope people listening out there that they understand that they can do that and talk to their attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know if you guys have somebody that you can refer them to.
Yeah. There's actually a dedicated person that handles all of that. But all of the kind of different ways to give, like IRA, charitable rollovers, retirement assets, life insurance.
Yes.
Yeah. Life income gifts as well. So there is a section on our website that provides a lot of information. It's navianhawaii.org/make-a-gift.
Man, you guys got so much stuff on your website. Just go to navianhawaii.org and you'll get all the information regarding Navian. So
really? We work hard on
I know you guys do. You have 100 employees. I mean, I was, I heard that a few years back and I was shocked how big you guys are. And you're statewide, is that correct?
Well, we're Oahu, Molokai, Lanai.
Oahu, Molokai, and Lanai. Oh, I love Molokai and Lanai. I took my honeymoon to Lanai, and I did a canoe paddling tournament in Molokai a couple of years ago. I love both those small islands. Oh, yeah. So anyway, ladies, thank you so much again. How do people reach you? What's the best way?
So the website is navianhawaii.org. The phone number is 924-9255.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen listening, you can choose any hospice agency you want. Obviously, now you know a little bit more about Navian Hawaii. Ladies, Sarah Wiley and Debbie Lee, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys' time and effort. And so, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, if you missed the show, you can go back to generations808.com and search the Navian Hawaii title for their radio show and segment. You can forward it to all your friends and neighbors, so don't forget to do that. And honestly, like I said, the third Wednesday of every month, we're doing webinars, a Zoom webinar, and we'll be doing them every month going forward. Rick Tabor is our contact person. His number is 285-5936, or the way, rick@generations808.com. So thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll get through this pandemic very soon. But as always, I end the show. Always, ladies and listeners, live well. Aloha, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
5-9-1-4-triple-7-5-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7- practice.